You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Amala Groom is a proud Wiradjuri woman, conceptual artist, activist, and she's joining us on NITV Radio. Thank you so much, Amala.
That's a pleasure, Shaka. How are you going?
Good, good. How are you doing?
Very well. A little bit cold out here in Bathurst, but getting through it. We've got a fire, which is super nice.
Oh, that's amazing. Work-wise, this time has been really successful for you. You've been nominated, you won awards.
Yeah, absolutely. this year has been pretty good for me as the sole New South Wales finalist in the Telstra Awards, and having just won the Wyndham Art Prize has been great.
You are successful overall. You won many awards. Your art is represented in many art collections. But what are you personally most happy about?
Well, my background's in politics and advocacy, and I guess for a long time I've just been trying to find my place in the world so that I can do what I can to affect social and political change for the advancement of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples.
I know you studied law, but then you became an artist, so how was your path?
I have what I would call Weet-Bix degrees, so it's just a little bit of a whole bunch of things, I guess, that I was interested in being able to pursue. So the change came quite naturally where, like I said, it was just about me trying to find out where I could actually be most effective. And it appears that making art and talking about it seems to be the way for me.
Your art is a form of activism. You're often commenting on current issues. How do you create? How is the whole process happening?
That's really interesting, because I think there's two different ways that I would make art. One is responsive and the other one is affirmative. So there are different things that happen across the political landscape that I feel an urgency to respond to. And then there are other issues that I would like to be proactive about demonstrating through my arts practice. So I suppose that there are those two different ways of doing things. And then there's inspiration from so many different things. And I feel like that timing and irony are a lot of the things that, I guess, encourage me to make different work at different periods.
Are we going to see a commentary on coronavirus as well?
Yeah. While I appreciate the federal, state and local targeted supplements for arts and cultural practice in Australia, there was a lot of encouragement for artists and practitioners to make work that was responsive to coronavirus. And whilst the pandemic is obviously prevalent and affects every individual around the world, I really don't think that anyone wants to see any art about the pandemic. I did make a work earlier on this year that is related to the pandemic, but is more expressive and has relevance across my entire practice. So even though it can be read as being a part of or as a response to coronavirus, it's more about the whole of society and history and culture.
You use different media as well. What is your favourite?
That's a really interesting question. Historically, it just appears to be that the way that I've been going and the things that I have been most drawn to has been through performance and embodied performance, which is captured through video and photography. And I guess that's probably what I'm most known for. But it really is just about the most effective way to tell a story, and depending on how, like what the best way to do that is, will be the medium that I use to employ that.
In your work, you often challenge colonialism and capitalism, which sounds a little bit abstract. Can you describe to our listeners how you actually do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the philosophy behind me making work is to unpack the ideas and notions about this Western system that has been forcibly imposed upon Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. And then I guess I'm making this kind of creative argument that that system isn't just broken and doesn't just not work for us as First Peoples. It actually doesn't work for anybody. It's just got lots of holes in the bucket. Yeah. And then on a deeper note, I'm trying to make this point about the indivisibility of the human experience, the things that we all have in common more than what we have in difference.
That sounds really beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
And what is your favorite piece that you've, if you can actually say one piece that's your favorite piece that you've done?
Oh, that's really hard. That's super hard. And I feel like that it's it would be quite egotistical for me to even say that, and that it would be up to the Australian public to make their determinations about what it is that they like about my work. I think it's just the things that make me excited and that I can continue to revisit. I really did love the work that I had made for the National New Australian Art Australian Survey last year called The Union. And I'd like to iterate that. I'd like to make different versions of that over the course of the next couple of years.
My absolutely favorite was a lady standing in a forest with like white dress and a red string going from there.
Oh, yeah. So that's the still photograph, what we call a production still, from that work. Why did you like that work?
I loved the visuals of it, and I was just trying to understand what it is, what it means, and it felt that it's speaking in so many ways to me. It felt like she's connected with the string to the world, or it could be like a cord, or it was just so many questions about it.
Yeah, it was really about the joining in between. It's an autobiographical work, so it's about me telling my story, and it's the joining in between the physical body and the astral body, and essentially of what my experience as a Wiradjuri woman is of living in between two worlds, and the journey of inception of birth, holding on to this string and travelling through space and time in this marriage of the union in between my physical body and my astral body. And that's why it's called The Union, and that's why I'm wearing a wedding dress.
I was also wondering, why is she in the, or you, why are you in that forest?
Oh, because that's Wiradjuri country, so that's where my family's from.
Where can we see your work?
Ah, that is a good question. Well, obviously now that coronavirus is happening, museums and galleries don't open until next month, starting across the year. You can see my work on the Wyndham Art Prize website, which is through Wyndham City Council, the Incinerator Gallery. So that's where you can see Copy Wrong, the work that I won for the Wyndham Art Prize. You can also see my work on my website, which is amalagroom.com. And then coming up at the Telstra Awards at the Museum and Art Gallery of the Northern Territory in the second week of August, you'll be able to see my work. And I think it's just, I mean, a lot of things have been postponed, obviously, because of coronavirus. But I've also got a upcoming survey show at the Bathurst Regional Art Gallery. So that's a 5-year survey, which specifically looks at my performative practice through photography and video.
Can't wait to see all of that. Thank you so much for joining us on NITV Radio, Amala.
That's an absolute pleasure, Sharka. You have yourself a great day.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.